What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
An education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Power. Hour. LSU. Boom!
All night long. Yes.
Let's freaking go! It doesn't matter that we are just 2 days out from the official end of football season. Because guess what? We go at it all year long on PHL. I want to start off tonight talking about Brian Kelly and Blake Baker. They just caught a massive break. And as the Kansas City Chiefs will tell you, or any championship team will tell you, you've got to hit the brakes, right? You've got to have good things go your way. And two massive, and I mean massive things, went in their favor this week. So if you're a patron, you've already seen my deep Blake Baker breakdown that we've done. Each and every one of you that signed up for Patreon, guess what? I'm going to hook you up with a Joe Burrow card. It's linked down below. I shared statistically why Blake Baker has been one of the best defensive coordinators in the college football world. And not only that, there was only one game out of 26 that I would consider Blake Baker being terrible as a defensive coordinator in Missouri. That is ridiculous that he only had one bad game. That is so freaking good. I don't know if Dave Aranda had a 26-game stretch where he only had one bad game. So you're taking a look at the schedule right here. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're not enjoying this on YouTube, you're probably listening to this on a podcast platform. You're looking at the full schedule, though a lot of you know it already. You see two games on here, September 21st versus UCLA and November 9th versus Alabama. So why do I circle these two games? Well, in the last week, both of those teams had major coaching changes, okay? Alabama, to a lesser extent, Ryan Grubb, the offensive coordinator, decides to leave Alabama after only a few weeks. He decides to pack his bags and go to freaking the Seattle Seahawks. A lot of people in Alabama expected that to happen. Well, guess what happened today? Alabama decided to hire in-house. They hired a guy named Nick. His last name slips my mind. Nick's in Alabama, normally do pretty well, but I doubt he is going to be the play caller because he's just a tight ends coach and it was an in-house hire. So if I'm LSU, I definitely want Kalen DeBoer to be the play caller. I do not believe at this level of football in the SEC, in the Power Five, you can successfully be a head coach and a play caller unless you have everything really under control. And Kalen DeBoer in his first year at Alabama, I'm not so sure if he's going to have that. But the hugest break just happened with UCLA losing Chip Kelly. My goodness gracious. We are not talking enough about this as LSU fans. Folks, do you remember? Do you remember? And thank you so much, dear sweetheart, my viral TikTok sensation wife, Haley. She had the most viral Usher dance on TikTok. I'm not lying. I'm not lying about that. God is my witness. But I want this to be crystal clear. UCLA just had a terrible week, okay? Terrible week. I understand Chip Kelly was disgruntled. And in the long run, it's probably better for UCLA to lose a coach who is not happy. But I'm telling you right now, they went and hired a running backs coach who has never been a head coach and has never been a coordinator, okay? That is a disaster written all over it. And he is only going to be a few weeks in on the job. And your first cross-country road trip is going to the most feared place in college football. I'm not going to say he's going to be scared. I'm just going to tell you he's not going to be ready, especially to be competitive with what should be a good LSU team. Folks, life isn't just about how good you are, okay? Life is also about your circumstances, and there is no better example of that in college football. You only have 12 data points. 9 of those are really the only ones that count, your Power 5 games, and LSU's actually got 10. I don't think UCLA is going to be any good. I think they're going to be the worst team in the Big Ten next season, and that's huge because you have not one but two Power 5 out-of-conference games next season on a brutal SEC schedule. That is a massive, massive break for Blake Baker, and what UCLA could bring to Tiger Stadium is absolute dog water. You know, historically, we have done really well versus the Pac-12 teams, right? We beat down Oregon and Dallas. We beat down Washington, good Washington Husky program twice, both at our house and their house. We're cooking. That's two really nice breaks versus Power 5 teams on our schedule. Look, and I know what a lot of UCLA fans would say. Well, Carter, you guys replace your coordinators too. And that's true, but it's not this late into the process, right? Losing Ryan Grubb is huge if you're Kalen DeBoer. That is a massive win for not only LSU, but the rest of the SEC. So I want you to take this in. We say hi to Dex. Good to see you. Dex, I did get your email. It's just been an absolutely crazy weekend. Let's link up tomorrow, okay? Remind me to email tomorrow because I got a bunch of different things going on. I'm looking to link forward because I did read the email, and it was awesome. I'm interested. I'm sure Blake Baker's a great coach. I've seen his work. Chip Kelly would have smoked this LSU defense in the worst way. Exactly, okay? I'm telling you right now, Chip Kelly would have eviscerated us if he was still there. That counter run scheme, dude, if he's got all that time to prepare for us, you know, that would be their biggest game on the schedule, right? The game that they're looking forward to the most. Everyone dreams of playing Tiger Stadium in Tiger Stadium. Dude, they would have nickeled and dimed us for 7 yards here, 12 yards here. Now, in retrospect, that UCLA team was a lot better. You know, now that time has passed, you know, it was Dorian Thompson-Robinson in the NFL, Zach Charbonnet in the NFL, Greg Dulcich in the NFL. That UCLA team was stacked. But the truth still remains the same. Their offense still would have been good next year. But Chip is gone, and you know, apparently they interviewed 11 candidates, and they decided to go with the guy with no experience. That was a bit of a shock. He might be the next Nick Saban, I don't know, but this far ahead, we got to start counting our W's, and that's one that becomes what I would consider a 60 to 65 to 70% chance of LSU winning to now 80%. Percent chance of LSU winning. Also, a very happy Mardi Gras to each and every one of you. I hope you guys had an absolutely splendiferous, wonderful Mardi Gras. Obviously, we got a huge Catholic contingent. I know it's a big week for our Catholic audience. So my happy Ash Wednesday coming up. But still, I'm really excited. You know, it's our season, man. It's King Cake season. We say hi to LD88. I have a strong feeling tonight that we are going to get, and we haven't got there in a while, I think we're going to get to a hundo and super chat tonight. I really do believe it. I'm speaking it into existence, okay? I do have a huge vet bill coming up. Once again, we're giving out another. It's been very popular. I've given out probably like 15, 20 of these. Jaden Daniels 8x11 prints. This is one from actually the Florida State game, his first ever game, right here. I want to send this out. First $50 super chatter will get this, and I will include an LSU autograph card with that. And if we get to a hundo in super chats, we'll obviously give out all kinds of stuff. Don't forget, this will be our first card that we give out this Saturday. It's going down in Shreveport, the Arklatex Memorabilia Card Show. Here in about 20 minutes, we'll have a guest. He's been on here plenty of times, and he's going to break down the card show for you. I'm not going to tell you who it is. We'll leave the suspense out there for you lovely folk. I'm kidding. It's our buddy Ty Christiana. He'll be with us here in just a moment. And look, Ty loves LSU football. I'm actually just going to ask him simple LSU football related questions, and he is going to answer all your questions for Saturday's event. And if you are a PHLer, it is totally worth you coming, because if you don't come, I will be very disappointed. Pause. So there you go. Now, for example, Florida State broke this LSU defense 2 years in a row with a counter-based offense, mainly because we're not as talented on defense as we've been in the past. You're right about that. I'm telling you, I fear Chip Kelly. I mean, this is one of the best coaches in all of college football, and he's gone. So for Blake Baker getting his feet under him, I love it. And, you know, we'll see what UCLA is going to do. Obviously, our main focus is going to be USC in week one and losing the season opening battle that has plagued us since 2019. 2020, obviously, lost to Mississippi State. 2021, you guys know the story. No need to go over all of it. Still, it has sucked, and we have got to end this dreaded four-game season opening losing streak. A few other things before we dive into today's show. All right, folks. I was going to lead tomorrow's show with this, but it's on my soul. It is sitting inside of me. It is bleeding me to death that the Joe Burrow disrespect has already started. Saw today, Derek Klassen, a guy that I respect. I've talked to Derek before. He knows quarterback play way better. He charts quarterback play way better. Okay? And obviously, I'm just a college football guy. I've launched my NFL career and all that stuff, but still. He had Joe Burrow, the eighth best quarterback in the NFL. He had C.J. Stroud ahead of him, Dak Prescott ahead of him, Trevor Lawrence ahead of him, over Joe Burrow. He's got more playoff wins than all of them. Joe Burrow. Just because he's hurt, you're going to disrespect the only guy we know that can beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs and still alive? They're still playing? They're going to spit in the face of Joey B? Joe Scheisty? And trust me, the NFL guys, they always tell me this. Oh, you're not a real film guy. Because you like Joe Burrow over Justin Herbert. Because the real film guys, they'll all tell you, Justin Herbert had a Joe Burrow. It's every year. It's every freaking year. Justin Herbert, the excuses are gone. You got a championship-winning head coach. You got a Super Bowl finalist, if you will, head coach now. Okay? And they're going to come up with more Justin Herbert excuses. I already know. And all Joey B is going to do next season, all he's freaking going to do next season, is actually take his team to the Super Bowl, beat Patrick Mahomes, and shut up all these freaking haters. Trevor Lawrence ahead of Joe Burrow. What the hell is this? What kind of world are we living in? Trevor Lawrence didn't even make the playoffs this year. They didn't even make the playoffs. But what do I know about football? I don't know anything. I'm just biased LSU guy with the Joe Burrow painting behind me. It's stupid, though. It's every year they're going to disrespect Joe. Well, it's his defense, and it's Ja'Marr Chase. And look, both of those things are true. They're really good players.
Okay.
But I'm done with my Joe Burrow rant. I'm done with it. Okay. Next thing I want to get into is the 2025s. Obviously, our 2025 class is looking really good. We're already seeing some 2026 offers being doled out. Unless a 2026 kid is committing, I'm probably not going to talk a whole lot of 2025 kind of stuff on here. Well, 2025 stuff, but not 2026. But for right now, I think for me, the 2025 crop is going to be so special. And I'm going to focus a lot of time talking about what that class will become for LSU. We are inching closer to spring football. We do have a spring game date set for April 13th. We got pro days coming up. We have the NFL Combine coming up as well. They've already announced which LSU players will be invited to the NFL Combine. I am very excited to see Andre Sam get an invite. Normally a year 7 DB won't get that invite, but he did get it. So really pumped up for him. Mason Smith, you know, the usual suspects got the NFL Combine invite. One final thing, and I'll spend some time on this a good little bit as we do get our first Super Chat of the evening from Jay Red, who I talk to pretty normally. Jared, I really appreciate you not only supporting me, but my buddy Blake Orfino. It goes a long freaking way. So thank you so much. Now, I do want to share this, and this is good, okay? LSU, at this point, looks like they have a lock, two players in the top 10. And I'm leaning towards both of those players being in the top 5, okay? That is so good for recruiting, to sell that the first-round draft pick thing is happening again, okay? Obviously, last year was not the year for us, but the year before we had Derek Stingley, and pretty much every year we have top 5 picks. You know, top 5 picks are real needle movers. If we can get 2 in the top 5, that would be great. But at the very least, LSU has a lock of 2 in the top 10. I will stick by my 2 strong NFL draft takes. One is a personal take, and another is one that I think will happen. The first is, I think Malik Nabers is a better draft prospect than Marvin Harrison. The second is, I think J.J. McCarthy will get selected ahead of Jaden Daniels, which obviously I think is a wrong move, but I can see an NFL draft general manager making that move. So there you go. Still, LSU, the big story today, the big mock drafters, the guys that normally do better at guessing this stuff than most, all the big ones have Jaden and Malik in the top 10. One more interesting note is all the big NFL mock drafters all had Brian Thomas Jr. in the first round. I will say this, one of them, I don't remember who, I just saw a chart on this earlier today. One did have Brian Thomas Jr. as high as number 14 in the NFL draft. And BTJ, if he went number 14, he would be a New Orleans Saint. So I don't want to get you guys too excited, but that would actually be an interesting fit. I don't think the Saints are going to go wide receiver. I don't think that they should go wide receiver unless Malik Nabers were to magically fall that far, which he will not. But still, I don't think that's the direction they should go. I think, obviously, quarterback is something that they do need. And they also desperately need to rebuild in a lot of different ways. I think offensive line, I would be very fine, especially if the Penn State offensive lineman was to fall to number 14. Or Joe Alt out of Notre Dame. I like both of those players. And the Saints have done really good drafting offensive linemen in the first round. We said to Lance, good to see you. Platinum Obama, good to see you as well. Now, you know, I have touched on everything that I want to get into in this opening segment. If you guys want me to get into my next subject, I will happily do that. But as always, this show is for you, okay? This show is a collaborative effort, okay? Anything under the sun that you want to get to, whoever you are watching this right now, let's get into it. Let's go, okay? Chance says the Saints need to draft a new head coach. Yeah, I would agree, okay? Jared said, who would throw Malik the ball if the Saints drafted him? He'd have to have Bugs Bunny and throw it to himself. Well, Malik does have a passing touchdown to his name. So there you go. Now, I have seen the Rome Odunze wide receiver out of Washington, who I think is a fine player, ahead of Malik Nabers. Man, I'm telling you right now, that would be dumb. Marvin Harrison, I kind of sort of get it. Actually, no, I do get it. Everyone's telling you Marvin Harrison is better. I don't see a world where Odunze is better than Malik Nabers. Okay? I just don't see a world where that is the case. I just don't. Now, next thing, okay? I understand that our live stream schedule gets tough in the off season because there is a lot going on, including LSU basketball. They are down by 8 on the road versus Florida. But, you know, I do rearrange my live streams and I conflict too much with basketball, men's basketball, and all of that. Thursday night's live stream will begin earlier. I do have college basketball I have to call. It is my last game, I think, of the season, unless somebody wants to hire me to do some play-by-play. I love basketball play-by-play, so let me know. Saints should have went after Mike Vrabel. Yes, Mike Vrabel is 10 times better than Dennis Allen, and I would not have minded that. But this is one thing that blew my mind. And when I mean blew my mind, it was okay. This made no sense to me. There were 8 NFL job openings. 5 of them were defensive head coaches. When the main teams that make it far now are all led by offensive head coaches. Look at the best teams in the NFL, offensive head coaches. The only one that wasn't was Harbaugh. And obviously Harbaugh is special. He's a really good coach, John Harbaugh. But most of the best coaches are offensive head coaches in the NFL. A little shocked. The Saints have a defensive head coach. He's terrible. Okay, now it's not to say all offensive coaches are great and all defensive coaches are bad. It's just I would rather play the percentages, right? That's why I'm happy with Brian Kelly as an offensive coach. So there you go. Dex says Malik Nabers is him. I do agree. Okay. Also, really good stuff from LSU women's basketball over the weekend. It's my first time being on live since they dismantled Alabama in a comeback effort. That behind-the-back pass from last year, Poa, was one of the sauciest things I've ever seen. That had so much sauce on it. The sauce meter was off the freaking charts. So big shout out to you, last year, Poa. I love it. Okay. Big shout out to Shaquille O'Neal. All right. Got his number 32 retired. So very excited about that for the Orlando Magic. And there you go. All right. Lots of college football playoff chatter. You know, as far as news with that, they did just sign, what was it, a $7 billion deal over 6 years
for the college football playoff in ESPN. Yeah, that is seven with a B.
$7 billion.
So the college football playoff will stay with ESPN. Okay. Let's go to Craig Lalonde. He says, what do I think about Clint Kubiak for offensive coordinator for the Saints? I liked it. I do. You know, the Shanahan tree is the best coaching tree we have in, honestly, the NFL. Kyle Shanahan is still one of the best coaches in any sport. I understand he is a perpetual Super Bowl choker, but that doesn't take away the fact that he is great. You know, they say the same thing about Andy Reid. But yeah, I like Kubiak, right? So obviously, you know, Kubiak is a big coaching name in the NFL world. It has a Super Bowl attached to it. So that's always something you're excited about. But, you know, I'm really excited to see where what he does with the offense, right? And I will tell you this. One thing I've been doing as a to show off my excitement for some new offensive blood with the Saints is drafting on Underdog Fantasy. Please go sign up now, promo code Carter. There's already fantasy drafts going on for next year, okay? You know, really excited about that. Sign up now, promo code Carter. I've been doing drafts. Hell, a little bit later, we could do a draft on here. I don't care. I really don't. So there you go. Now, I'm going to take a few more, and then we'll get to our guest for this evening. We have teamed up and done a lot of events together, and they've all been very successful, and this one will be no different. And his name is Ty Christiana. So let's get to Chance here. Angel, that block that led to the behind-the-back pass was tight. Just a great team play. I will have some Angel Reese cards with me, so I hope to see you there. I'm also bringing – I have never brought this outside my house before. I am bringing my favorite Tyrann Mathieu cards, my rarest of rare Tyrann Mathieu cards. If you want to see some cards that are up there, hey, you might be able to buy them. Okay. There you go. Let's go to Blanche. Who is the backup center? To Angel Reese, it's Del Rosario. For the men's basketball team, but it's Will Baker and then probably Reed as a stretch five. But I'm sure you're talking about football. So first off, we need to figure out who the starter is going to be. DJ Chester is likely to be the starter. The backup center, well, that's where it gets difficult. You lose your number one center in Charles Turner to the NFL, and then you're – and I'll have my Charles Turner collection. Yes, I do have a Charles Turner collection. I'll bring that with me as well. The backup center, Marlon Martinez, also packed his bags and went to Mississippi State. So the backup center, I would venture off to say it's probably going to be Bo Bordelon. Or it could be one of the incoming guys if one of them wants to commit to playing center. But at this point, a high likelihood of happening, or I didn't say that smoothly at all, a very high likelihood of happening at center is going to be DJ Chester. That's going to be your starter. So there you go. Now, I need some clap emojis in the chat for a man who provides one of the best free events in all of the state of Louisiana, especially if you are an LSU football fan. He is part of the elusive three-time guest club here on PHL. It is none other than Ty Christiana. Welcome back, Ty. Look at that beautiful beep.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, God. You are putting it on again. It is going down this Saturday, and I want to put the flyer up for people to see it for themselves. Tylan Singleton, Gabriel Rutherford, Xavier Debo Atkins, and Ahmad Bro will all be there, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. From 12, from 11 to 1, they will be in the, they'll be signing autographs and meeting people. It's going to be a $20 donation. We're going to give some donations to some local nonprofits. We do Roy's Kids. There's a military organization that's new that we're gonna help out here locally. And then we always like to give back to Heartworks, which is Michaela Williams's trainers here in Shreveport-Bossier. So we're gonna try to get some money around here and just try to raise some money for good causes.
Bossier Civic Center, and it's free.
It is free. Like I said, that's what we try to do. We try to bring athletes because like for the longest time, Bossier City, Shreveport area, North Louisiana didn't have the opportunities that South Louisiana had or Baton Rouge area. So the biggest thing we try to do here is just give exposure to these kids because we have great talent up in the 318. It's just gonna get them in front of people.
And just for disclosure, I get no money for this, right? I just freaking love this event. And you know, you guys don't do a whole lot of these kinds of things. This is my favorite thing. And Ty, I just wish every single person that's ever watched my channel could have been there for the Patrick Queen show and the Michaela Williams show. Yeah, it was magical. It was a magical night.
I think we all learned something. Like I said, that screenplay in the national championship game, that's maybe one of the best breakdowns I've ever heard in person. Patrick Queen just doing what he wants to do and being, you know, the animal that he is and saving a touchdown and perhaps changing the tide of that game. Hearing him say it from his, you know, his perspective was fantastic. Really great experience.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, PQ is one of the best linebackers in the NFL. He's a Pro Bowler.
Absolutely.
You never know who you'll meet at these things.
Yeah, so there's rumors that Devin White potentially makes an appearance. So Devin lives like maybe 15 minutes from here. So he's been invited. He knows it's going on, and there's a potential that he shows up. So no promises there, but there is a rumor that potentially he could enter the building.
All right, it's kind of good. It's kind of good football player.
It's kind of good at football. Yeah, has a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why you go. You know, I enjoyed it. It was a little bit different for me because Patrick Queen's family knew my family really well. Right. So it was definitely cool to meet his folks and share some stories about New Roads, Louisiana. But what's really cool about it is this is an all day event. So outside of the autographs, which is like the main thing, Ty, break down what actually goes on at a card show. Will it be like the normal card show that you throw?
Yeah, so from 10 to 5, it's all day, like you said, Civic Center. Obviously, a majority of the people will be there from 11 to 1. But from 10 to 5, like I said, there's sports cards, there's memorabilia, there's Pokemon, Magic, I don't know what else anybody else plays, but there's everything. There's something for everybody, right? Comics, GeekCon will have a table there. You know, there's coins people that we have come in and sell coins, gold, silver, things like that. It's just, there's opportunity for everybody. There's something for everybody and it's free, right? So, you know, what's better than free family entertainment for 15 minutes to an hour? And then you get to meet, you know, the future of LSU.
Yeah, and
right.
Right. I mean, it was kind of weird. I had someone that watched the channel. He doesn't comment a whole lot. DJ Pizza. He asked me to sign something, and I've signed like two or three things. So I was like, okay, it's kind of cool. And then I felt bad for Patrick Queen watching him sign. What was it? At least 1,000 jerseys. It was he signed at least. It was something like that. It was ridiculous.
So, yeah, I think he signed 500 items that day. It wasn't 1,000. But yeah, no. PQ, he gets he does like one to two signings a year, which is not a lot in the grand scheme.
Yeah, no, it's not.
For you know, because you think he signs about 1,000 items a year. There's 84 million people in the world. You know, half of those probably watched the Super Bowl this year. So yeah, no, it's in the grand scheme of things, it's not a lot, but and for a short time frame, it is a lot. But it's also, like I said, it's so great to get Louisiana folks back in Louisiana. Yeah, and really, what we try to do, right? You know, 318 has so much talent. You know, we have Tylan Singleton coming up from Manny, Ahmad Bro from Ruston, Gabriel Relaford from Vangel, which is like literally down the street, and. And Atkins, who's originally from Jonesboro, which is another, you know, down the street. he went to Houston for a year. And that's the only thing I want other people to understand. So Atkins went to Houston for a year, the area of Houston, and became a top eight player in the state of Texas. Right. So if you put that in perspective, right, Texas is maybe the greatest recruiting ground in the history of like the world.
Yeah, it's out there. Yeah.
And then you come in for a year, you're not on anybody's radar, and you become a top eight player and bring your team to the state championship game.
That's crazy.
Right. So you're going to see some of these players on the field, right? Because, you know, we're watching these games last year, our defense needed some help.
No.
Right. So you're going to see, you know, Relaford probably get some playing time. You're going to see Tylan probably playing like a hybrid safety. You're going to see Atkins on the field, right? His weight may be an issue at first, right? I think he weighed at like 190 pounds when he weighed in, which is super light for a linebacker, obviously. But I mean, to have 210 tackles as a sophomore in high school, he seems to be pretty durable.
I highly recommend people bring cash out. Like it's cool. It's cool to see the athletes, but there's going to be a card there that you're going to want to buy.
Okay? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it happens to me every time. And there's a guy that signs up or sits. And every time I go to his booth, there's something I got to buy. And you know, that's just how these shows go. Right. And you may never see that card again. And guess what? You're walking into this show for free. I've been to the Dallas Card Show. Love the Dallas Card Show. It's one of the best card shows on the planet. Right. It costs $15 just to walk in the door, right, which is well worth it. Right? Oh, it's definitely well worth it. I love the Dallas Card Show. It's not me crapping on it at all. I'm just showing how great you are because you could charge $5 a head. But you're getting a free roll into this, and you might see a – I mean, there's an Andres Iniesta soccer collector there that I freaking adore. I look at his collection all the time, and I'm like, God, I wish I was rich. I'd buy all of them. So yeah, Ty, you'll see bobbleheads. You'll see so much different stuff. And Father's Day's around the corner. Get the Father's Day gift knocked out. Get a lot of different things knocked out.
Right. Yeah, and then like I said, so and then baseball season starting, right? So yes, LSU baseball starts I think Friday. So yeah, it's a good time to look at baseball and you know, I think Top Series 1 releases tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah.
So there's so much there. Right. And then, I'm just overly excited about bringing this event again to Bossier City. And then, I want to give you this, so looking at 2025 mock drafts, right. Way too early. Right. So, NFL mock drafts 2025. Guess who's coming in at number two?
Who's that?
Will Campbell. So
thrill. And you got a lot of his signatures. You can buy right. Before you go up.
Yeah, so Will Campbell's exclusive to us. So we'll have him again, highly likely, around. And and then you got Michaela Williams, who's lighting the world on fire. She struggled for a couple games. She's consistent, right? Probably the number two or number three freshman in the country. Obviously, Juju Watkins is doing unbelievable things in USC, and Hildego is doing some crazy things in Notre Dame. But they have very different situations.
Yeah, right. She's on a super team, and they're not. So,
right. So, if you could shoot 40 times a game, you can score.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. So. That's the thing. You can buy Will Campbell autographs from
Ty. Will Campbell autographs. I'll have Michaela Williams autographs. We'll have Dylan Cruz autographs. We'll have Trey Morgan autographs. We'll have something for everybody, right? So if there's a sport and there's LSU player that you think that you're interested in, I will likely have it on a table, or someone there will likely have it on a table.
All right. This is the flyer yet again. This has all the details on it. It's this Saturday. It's an all-day affair at the Bossier Civic Center. If you've been to one of these, PHL has shown up and showed out every time we've done it. It's the same location. So that's correct, right? It's the same yep. Spot. Yeah. So
we're going to continue to have it there until they tell us we can't. So.
Right. Your thoughts on LSU football and the offseason they've had?
So I – I think we've made strides, right? So I think it's all about building blocks, right? So I think last year we had a decent recruiting class, right? I won't say it's, you know, stellar because I don't think it was, but I think it was blocks. Then this year we had a lot of defense. We're really heavy on defense. We needed to be, right? Because there was gaps on defense that we had. And we got a lot of athletes that play a lot of different positions. And then, you know, next year, I mean, all bets are off, right? So I think you touched on it earlier. You know, we have two of the 10. You know, that's incredible. We have Harlan Berry in there as well. I think he could probably potentially creep into the top 10. And then, you know, the possibilities are endless, right? When you have that type of top 50 talent already signed, all we have to do, and that's easy to say, right, is win games. We have to win games and prove that, you know, Nussmeier has to prove why he stayed. And the offense just has to click. Right? We got a lot of new players, a lot of new players playing, not a lot of new players. And just be consistent, right? Defense has to improve. I think Baker does that for us. Our coaching staff is incredible, right? I think more than players, I think our coaching staff is the changing point, right? We have some of the best recruiters in the country now. Corey Raymond's back. It's great. And then, you know, they get a year to put their system in place. And then, you know, we get that infusion of just unbelievable talent and sky's the limit.
There you go. I just hope everybody comes out this Saturday. I really freaking do. Like, I still have a Kyler Murray auto I bought from the first show I went to. So freaking excited about that. So this Saturday, it's free. I'll have a ton of giveaways. This is one of the giveaways we're giving out. This
Terrace
Marshall. There's a few Terrace Marshall super collectors. Yeah. That are at the show. Shout out to Shane, friend of PHL. But yeah, he's a GOAT, Terrace Marshall guy. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And we hope to see you there. Ty, is there anything else? This is you're part of three guest club. Is there anything else that's on your mind? It could be about anything. It'd be your
I think that like you touched on earlier, I think it's a great time to be an LSU fan across the board, right? Our basketball team is men's basketball team is improving. The women's basketball team is positioning themselves for NCAA tournament. The baseball team looks unbelievable from a pitching standpoint, and the offense will come. I think, you know, it's a great time. And like I said, LSU set up, you know, everybody was mad that, you know, we won 10 games last year. And I said, not mad, but disappointed, right? You know, I wholeheartedly believe that Ole Miss and Georgia are still the powers of SEC right now. But Ole Miss is like one injury away from being not very good. And Georgia is going to continue to stack up wins and stack up recruits. But, you know, give LSU two more years, right? So we have this year coming. We have the recruiting class next year. And then I think all bets are off.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And I just want to include this. College uniform cards, baby. Bowman U.
Yeah, that's a game changer, right? So from the nil perspective, everybody was really bummed about Bussey not signing with LSU. So I was telling everybody, I said, we'll get him next year, right? Like every transfer portal is alive and well. So, you know, there's left and rights everywhere. And you know, we still have those relationships. And if he goes there and they do what they do and ruin talent, then he'll come home and we'll be okay. But like I said, I think it's just a great time to be an LSU fan across the board. And I'm just excited to give these opportunities out to a local community and just support some nonprofits and just see people happy. That's what I want to do. So just come on out, find something you like, embrace it and have a good time.
Old Palmetto Collectibles is where you can contact him on Instagram, or you can reach out to me and I'll help you out and get you there. I'll be set up close to Ty as well, so you'll get to meet him and his lovely crew and everyone that's involved with the show. I'm so pumped up, Michael, Shane, all the crew, and we'll see you there. Can't wait to see you on Saturday, big dog, and let's go.
All right, brother.
Let's go. All right, buddy.
Thank you, brother. Have a good day.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
It's Ty Corsiana. I'm telling you, how many times do I do these kinds of things? I don't. I'm very selective. I do not get a penny. I just believe in the product, right? And everybody that has been to the show will tell you that it's a fun event. Okay. Let's see. A lot of you are talking about this LSU men's basketball game, and it looks like it is indeed over. Florida gets it done. LSU really needed that one. This goes to show you how hard it is to win on the road in college basketball. Okay. Now, before I got on here, I saw Syracuse at home, unranked Syracuse, beat top 10 North Carolina. So there you go. That hurts. Okay. Yeah, LSU baseball, first pitch is Friday. Is LSU baseball, I'm not going to say are they going to repeat, because you saw how freaking hard it is to win the College World Series when you have Paul Skeens, Dylan Cruz, and Trey Morgan. It was a miraculous College World Series win. Okay. Miraculous. Let me ask you right now, though. Do you believe LSU is a lock for the College World Series? Type Y for yes, type N for no. Obviously, last year's team, you felt pretty good about them going to the College World Series. Okay? Felt pretty good. Winning it all was kind of iffy. Everybody, welcome Brian to the channel. Brian, good to see you. Okay. SMC is excited about the pitching staff. Michael, what's up? Michael McCullough. Why for Omaha? The question was disappointing. Michael says it's never a lock. You got to earn it. That's true. But I'm saying, do you feel, all right, let me put it this way. Do you feel they are one of the eight best teams in college baseball going into next season? Okay. You guys tell me. Let's go to Jared. Well, that sucked. Couple of missed free throws and a bad turnover. LSU is the best almost good team in the country. Sure, I didn't watch the end of the game. I just went ahead and went live. I didn't want to start late tonight because I got to get really early in the morning. If you are just tuning in, though, I highly recommend after this is over to tune in to our guest, Ty Corsiana, who just left us. A couple of missed free throws and a bad turnover. LSU is the best almost good team in the country. True. Okay. But what I would tell you is at least they're competitive. You know, last year it was just constant, not really competitive at the end of games. Like, they were just consistently getting beat by 10, 12, 15. At least they're in it. Okay. Bad luck versus Georgia that final shot by Jordan Wright didn't go in. They have just lost a lot of close games. So let me pull up the LSU men's basketball schedule. And I want you to see how many close games that they've lost. Okay. They rarely win these close games. And more often than not, that's just bad luck. Okay. Man, I hope this thing doesn't block me again. Okay, good. We got it working. Obviously, versus Nichols, they had a buzzer beater three to beat you. Dayton, you lost that close game. You're able to beat North Texas close. You're able to beat Wake Forest close. But lately, these one possession games have just not gone your way. Okay. You know, that Texas A&M game was kind of a blowout. But 73 to 69, Georgia 68 to 66. Tennessee was a blowout, of course. Alabama was a blowout, of course. And then you lost this game to Florida. Okay. So maybe some close game luck goes your way in these next couple of games. If they do go to South Carolina and they do beat them and then they beat Kentucky, maybe they're cooking. Maybe they're cooking with something. All right. But this has been a big issue. They just get down by too many points, right? You just can't keep getting blown out early in games. It's it's tough. It's really, really, really tough. Let me see. Brandon says at some point they're going to have to win these games. Let's go to Sibley. He blames Matt McMahon. Says he cannot coach or recruit. He needs to go back to the 50s and coach. All right, I'll say this about Matt McMahon. Is he a great coach? I don't think he's a great coach. You know, the John Morant compliment is actually not a compliment. You know, you're at Murray State with John Morant. Of course, you're going to win a lot of games. Okay. Last year, it was just a you-know-what show, right? A team with some Murray State transfers that weren't really big-time players. And you're getting out of the cloud of Will Wade and the NCAA and all of it. You excuse that. You lose to Nichols early in the season. Still excuse that, okay? They've gotten better. They've played better. They've gotten some unlucky results. I have been a little bit more pro McMahon lately because – you know, I just try and be positive overall. But, you know, to constantly be down by a lot and then have to come back to making competitive is a little concerning. Okay. So we'll see. I'm not too familiar with this contract. I'm not. But he's going to need to do a little bit better. Okay. I'm fine with running it back with him another season, unless this team just falls off a cliff and we're starting to get blown out by 50 in every game. So we'll see how that goes. Now, here's what you're going to do. In the next 10 to 15 minutes, I'll answer as many questions as we possibly can. But if you do Super Chat, we'll keep this party moving. I've already chatted quite a bit about Brian Kelly and Blake Baker early in this live stream. And guess what? I'm happy to get to as many of your questions as we possibly can. Sibley says he has offered to buy out Matt McMahon's contract. Oh, man. I guess I do just need to sit and watch them more. Maybe I should have waited to do the live stream after the men's basketball game. But then again, I owe it to you guys because there's a lot of you that don't care too much about basketball. So there you go. But during basketball season, we do move our lives around quite a bit. Cortland says, a portal is mostly players who can't find the field. We have to stop with this BS about being able to build from the portal unless you're spending ungodly amounts of money for the dollar chasers. Sibley says he's an incompetent coach giving superstars and he can't win. I don't know. But I'm a little tired of talking about McMahon anyway. I don't think he's bad. BT, gotta love Charles Turner. Love me the Turners, man. And if your last name is Turner, I love you. Tina, love me some Tina Turner.
Who are some other Turners?
Punt? I love me some punt returners. I couldn't think of another Turner off my... Trey Turner. Baseball fans out there. I need... I had a Paul Skeens autograph and I lost it. So I need to find that. Okay. McMahon, 7-year contract. He ain't going nowhere. LA Mom, what's good?
I saw you earlier say you've never been to Mardi Gras. My hottest take. All right.
Mardi Gras itself in New Orleans is so next level. There's nothing like it. But to truly do Mardi Gras, I think you need to go to more than just one city's Mardi Gras, right? So, you know, I normally go to New Orleans Mardi Gras, and I normally go to New Roads Mardi Gras. Those are my two favorite things in the world to do. Now, I've not done that in a while because I can't keep up like I used to. So, there you go. That's true. SMC, our guest brought that up as well, Ty Christiana. Let's see here. LD88 bringing the heat tonight. There you go. Chalmette Mardi Gras.
I've never been to Chalmette Mardi Gras. Isn't that... Does Chalmette have their own Mardi Gras? I'm legit asking. I love Chalmette.
Our Mobile does Mardi Gras?
The parish. That's true, LA. Mardi Gras did actually originate in Mobile. I would like to go to Mobile Mardi Gras. Right, I got family there, friends there. You know, Jared's become one of my best buds. He lives there. Yeah, I'd love to. That's why, you know, I do a lot of PHO meetups in Shreveport. Normally, it's with this card show. And I like it because it's free and it's safe and you can bring your kids, right? And also, I wanted to mention one tie. There's nothing better to do with your kids than bring them to a card show. Okay. The look on their faces when they open a pack of cards or whatever is priceless. Abso-freaking-lutely priceless. So there you go. Do want to shout out Kirk Binkert. He is a fellow YouTuber. He actually played in the NFL. He has Jaden Daniels ranked as his number one quarterback in the draft. Okay? Take that for what it's worth. Okay? You know what? I don't know if it's just my bias, but I just don't know if I disagree with him. You know, like I'm just thinking it's like Jaden's speed is just going to be so much to deal with in the NFL. And I understand everybody is faster and he's going to need to do a better job of protecting himself. But I don't think it's necessarily the fact that Jaden is really fast. It's just he is so much faster than every other quarterback that you'll face. It's just hard as hell to guard him, right? I would dread it as a defense. And one thing that's very interesting from, you know, an NFL standpoint is, yeah, NFL defenses are exotic, but, you know, you saw how difficult it was to guard Lamar early in his career. So it's crazy. Irish Italian parade in the parish is better than Mardi Gras. Let's see. Another, it's unreal. Oh, let me ask you this. I didn't ask, I haven't been able to ask you guys this. Your Super Bowl thoughts. Your thoughts on the halftime show, your thoughts on the commercials. I heard people trashing the commercials. I loved the commercials. There was a commercial with Messi and Marino for Michelob Ultra. Freaking loved that. Loved the Dunkin' Donuts I freaking love the Dunkin' Donuts ad. I with the Tom Brady and the other A-listers. Let's go to Josh. How are you doing with cutting phase? Cutting phase. Thank you for the super chat, Josh. I appreciate you. I don't know what cutting phase. Did you mean to say cutting phrase? But I'm doing good. But yeah, just let me know what you mean by that, and I'll happily answer it. I thought the halftime show was really good. I thought my wife's dancing was better. You could see it for yourself on TikTok. Oh, weight loss. I'm good. So, you know, during the Super Bowl, I picked out because I just love the Super Bowl. We have a tradition. I'm not a big Super Bowl party guy. I just want to watch it with my wife and my dog. That's it. Okay. It's going good. I've cut out eating all kinds of sweets. I don't really eat breakfast anymore. Now, my workouts need to get better. I'm still eating some Super Bowl leftovers, but honestly, it was four chicken wings. And I ate four chicken wings for lunch. I ate four chicken wings for dinner. Full wings, lemon pepper. But I guess I'm doing okay. I lost 4 pounds after the first week. I'm sure I gained it back. So yeah, did squat workout today. So there you have. But yeah, it was the diet. There you go. Treadmill with 10,000 steps a day will get you down. Let's do it. Yeah, Haley is killing it on talk. Does she want to start a YouTube channel? She'd be better than me. I know that. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, though. So we will go live at 6, our normal 6 p.m. live stream. And then on Thursday, we'll be live again at 3 p.m. Central. I'm loving the daytime live streams. I really do. I freaking adore them, honestly. So there you go. Now, top super chatters for the evening. Josh asking about my weight loss. I appreciate it. Blanche. And our top super chatter is a young man who's won it quite a bit. Jay Red, I really appreciate you. Now, I do have a massive, and I mean massive, favor to ask of you. And I probably should have done this before I actually launched this channel, because I have an embarrassing low amount of views. Please go subscribe to my new NFL channel, Power Hour NFL. Okay. And it's just basically what I do for you guys, but it's just NFL version. Okay. One of my latest videos is a Joe Burrow video. So please go subscribe to Power Hour NFL. I'll leave a link in the description. Okay. It is Power Hour LSU. Boom. And tonight we are doing lemon pepper chicken wings. Let's go.